Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is comfortably cool tonight, with clear skies in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa. A pleasant night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just an hour ago, Saudi Arabia covertly launched strikes on Iran during the war, sources say. These were tit-for-tat for Iranian attacks on the kingdom. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Saudi Arabia launched secret attacks on Iran during the Middle East war. This marks the first known direct military action by the kingdom on Iranian soil. Also this hour. From I-24 News, the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after a ceasefire, once in coordination with Israel. Separately, the JNS reports a grassroots call among Jewish leaders for a boycott of the New York Times. This comes as the Israeli Foreign Ministry accused the paper of publishing a shameful attack on the Jewish state. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yoni Michani, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago, questioning how other countries would have acted in Gaza. He suggests most would have inflicted more casualties. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reports that Iraq and Pakistan have made arrangements with Iran to allow energy shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. AMK Mapping, an intelligence analyst, notes secret U.S. intelligence assessments. These indicate Iran has maintained access to 90% of its missile bases along the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go deeper. Starting with Saudi Arabia's actions, the Times of Israel reveals coordinated strikes on Iran as a response to previous Iranian aggression. This development highlights the escalating tension and regional complexity in the Middle East. It underscores the fragile state of regional diplomacy. Turning to the UAE, I-24 News reports their involvement in retaliatory strikes on Iran, in some cases alongside Israel. This collaboration occurred before and after a ceasefire, showcasing the intricate alliances forming in the region. The implications for future peace talks are significant. Meanwhile, Axios highlights a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, brokered by Trump. This move, while contentious for Netanyahu, aims to stabilize the region and may pave the way for broader peace negotiations with Iran. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Mariuma Klein, founder of the Shanti House, spoke at the Yazamiyot Female Entrepreneurship event. She highlighted that more than 60,000 children have passed through the Shanti House. Separately, Globes reports that the shekel is set to continue strengthening against the US dollar. Analysts warn of scenarios that could change the exchange rate direction. And finally, from Walla Business, Turkey has unveiled an advanced ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear bomb. This surprising development was revealed at a weapons exhibition in Istanbul. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.